now
we present to you.
Seriously?
Yes.
S-I-N.
Well, it's a little disturbing. I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
S-I-N.
Catch Damon Williams tomorrow, February 13th, in Columbus, Ohio, at the LC Pavilion with Troop, Shy, and Case.
Ooh,
and on nice. Valentine's Day, Detroit, with LaVell Crawford, DC Curry, Corey Holcomb, Melody Camacho, and more at the Masonic Temple. Wow. Corey Holcomb on Valentine's Day.
That's what
at
you
the
mean.
Masonic Temple. Corey Holcomb at Corey. The Masonic Temple.
That is Jay's hero.
Who's going to blow up first?
He needs
from Chicago. Seriously, Ignorant News Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports on criminals who need to put down the weed or the flip phone. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as LaVell Crawford and Bruce in a foot race. Who you got on that one? Who you got?
To finish? Right.
LaVell for breathing hard.
There you go. And LaVell will be in Valentine's Day in Detroit with us. We kicking it. All right. There are a lot of stupid people doing crime these days, which keeps this whole segment in business. This story is from Rexburg, Idaho, where two men, one named Craig Sward Holland, and the other one's name was Leland Ryan Campano Ayala Daliente.
Ooh, that's good for you.
Thank you. On one
that.
Person.
He worked on that player. He
yeah. Yeah, I definitely went through that one two or three times this morning. Let me see. Leland Ryan Campano Aliano Daliente. Got it. So they were driving from California to Montana on a weed run. Now, they were transporting weed, 20 pounds. They said valued at $16,000, which tells me that price is a little off because that's about $800 a pound. It had to be some Reggie. But anyway, that's definitely not the cushion, $800 a pound. But keep it moving. So now they're driving across country with some bunk weed, and they spotted who they believe to be undercover cops. So they figured, all right, we're busted. The best thing to do is let's just turn ourselves in. So they called 911 and reported their location. Now, first of all, if you think the police are following you, you ain't got to call them and tell them. And how do you get two people to agree that this is a good idea? So when the officers arrived to arrest them and retrieve the weed, the cops said they had no idea who they were or that they had weed. So they basically turned themselves in because they was paranoid. So maybe this weed wasn't so bunk. They had to have smoked a lot of it to be that paranoid to imagine they saw the police following them. Seriously. Now they both locked up and being held with drug trafficking charges. Seriously, as serious as Kanye West at a press conference. Anyway. Quit patting that camera at me. Don't ask me no questions. It's your press conference, Kanye. Oh. Anyway. My second story comes from Pensacola. A man was pulled over by the police because his car didn't have tag lights, which is the lights around your license plate. And that's a good excuse for them to stop you nowadays, by the way, people. For real, I've been pulled over for that. Talking about your light. You saw the plate. You had a headlight. It shines. It's reflective.
Why do you need light?
Did you say all that, Damon?
I ain't say none of that, sir. I said, well, officer, I had no idea my tag light was out. I'll have that fixed right away. It's a small oversight, Your Majesty. Because I was in Evergreen Park when it happened. But I'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah,
that's little baby Ferguson out this way. Anyway, the man was pulled over for this, but it turns out when the police ran his plate, good question, Jay, the car was stolen. So the man pulled the car over and broke out on foot. Now, the lazy police officer tried to pursue him in the car and lost sight of him in the dark. But they started tracking him down on foot when the backup arrived. And they heard a loud snorting sound. It sounded like a wild boar is what they said. Turns out, this dude had been hiding so long under a tractor trailer that he had fell asleep. But he was snoring so loud that they could follow him to the snoring and woke his behind up and arrested him.
Oh,
man. I seriously. Understand his pain.
But you can't be sleeping that hard, especially on your way to jail.
Okay.
He better be sleeping on his back if he sleep that hard. Otherwise, he's going to be a serious target. Absolutely. Serious. As serious as a snitching sore loser. Jackie Robinson. Anyway.
Damon.
My boys won those games fair and square. You know how hard it is to get a whole. You can't get a whole baseball team in the hood together. In one neighborhood. Basketball, yeah, not baseball.
Damon.
Not in one neighborhood. Shouts out.
You got to go.
Gotta be there at the top. You got 3 minutes to make it there on time.